This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said 2026 will be celebrated as ASEAN-India Year of Maritime Cooperation. Mr. Modi made the remarks at the 22nd ASEAN-India Summit, which is being held in Malaysia. He said the 21st century belongs to India and the ASEAN.
ASEAN Bharat ki Act East policy ka mukhya stambh hai. Bharat sadaiv ASEAN centrality aur Indo-Pacific par ASEAN ke outlook ka purna samarthan karta raha hai. Anishchittaon ke is daur mein bhi Bharat ASEAN comprehensive strategic partnership mein satat pragati hui hai. और हमारी ये मजबूत साझेदारी वैश्विक स्थिरता और विकास का सशक्त आधार बनकर उभर रही है.
Virtually addressing the summit, Mr. Modi congratulated Malaysia's Prime Minister and the Chair of ASEAN 2025, Anwar Ibrahim, for a successful organization of the ASEAN summit. He also welcomed Timor-Leste as the newest member of the ASEAN.
आसियान की सफल अध्यक्षता के लिए मैं प्रधानमंत्री अनवर इब्राहिम को हार्दिक बधाई देता हूं. भारत के कंट्री कोऑर्डिनेटर की भूमिका कुशलता से निभाने पर फिलीपींस के राष्ट्रपति मार्कोस का धन्यवाद करता हूं और आसियान के नए सदस्य के रूप में टिमोर लेस्ट का स्वागत करता हूं.
Earlier in the day, the 47th Association of Southeast Asian Nations ASEAN Summit and related summits got underway at Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia under the theme Inclusivity and Sustainability. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the Mahaparv of Chhat is a reflection of the deep unity of culture, nature and society. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, the Prime Minister extended his wishes to everyone on the occasion of Chhat and in particular to the people of Bihar, Jharkhand and Purvanchal. The four-day-long festival of Chhat Puja began yesterday with the ritual of Nahai Khai. Mr. Modi noted that Operation Sindoor has filled every Indian with pride. He said this time lamps of joy were lit even in those areas which were once affected by the Maoist terror. The Prime Minister said that he was pleased to note that there is enthusiasm among people regarding the GST Bachat Utsav. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan reached Seychelles this afternoon on a two-day visit to the East African country. He will attend the swearing-in ceremony of President-elect of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hamini. In Bihar, assembly elections, a wave of promises are being made by the ruling alliance and the opposition to woo the voters. The Mahagathbandhan chief ministerial candidate, Tejaswi Prasad Yadav, said in Patna today that if his government comes to power, Panchayati Raj representatives will be provided insurance coverage of 50 lakh rupees. Meanwhile, BJP senior leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that only the NDA's double-engine government can lead Bihar on the path of development. In Chhattisgarh, 21 Maoists surrendered in Kanker district today. According to police sources, the surrendered Maoists were active in various parts of the Bastar division for a long time. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that the depression over the southeast Bay of Bengal is likely to intensify into a cyclonic storm by tomorrow. The cyclone is likely to move northwestwards and intensify into a severe cyclonic storm by Tuesday. Meanwhile, Andhra Pradesh and Puducherry have stepped up precautionary measures in view of Cyclone Monta. Andhra Pradesh is on high alert as Cyclone Monta over the southeast Bay of Bengal is likely to bring heavy to very heavy rains with strong winds from Monday to Wednesday. In Yanam region of Puducherry, the cyclone is expected to make landfall near Kakinada by the Tuesday evening or night. Rashtriya Vigyan Puraskar 2025 were announced today. Professor Jayant Vishnu Narlikar will be given the Vigyan Ratna Award posthumously. The awards were given in recognition of exceptional contributions in science, technology and innovation under four categories, Vigyan Ratna, Vigyan Shri, Vigyan Yuva Shanti Swaroop, Bhatnagar and Vigyan Team. And that is the end of this news bulletin.